Hart, Saratoga Springs, New York. This is a comment for NPR News. Listening to a story, supposed story, about a girl locking herself in a bathroom in a room in a hotel in Thailand, and now it's a big international scene. Why waste our time with this? It sounds like a family problem. Why in the world would we waste 10, 15 minutes of valuable news time on this issue? There's billions of people in the world, tons of family problems in the world, and this is going to turn into an international story that NPR has to cover?
It's Evelyn Lane from Montague, Massachusetts. Although I appreciate your having what sounds like a very good human being who is a conservative joining your program, he's going to have to step up his game. Everybody on the left knows the difference between a socialist and socialist Democrat. Everybody on the left knows the difference between a 70% tax rate and a 70% marginal tax rate. Everybody on the left knows that it's not significantly different from 10 years ago. There was a 90% marginal tax rate, which means it was mainstream for the Democratic Party, not for the so-called socialists.
This is Carol in Albany County, New York. I ask you, how much is 800,000 unessential employees times $500 a week, i.e. enough to build a wall, if that's what he must have? And let's take the same out of all those people in Washington that are arguing over this.
Hello, my name is Nick. I love the station. I listen to it all the time, except for this past few years. I'd say that there's been too much focus on what Trump is doing wrong. You know, news agencies, as far as I've always known, are supposed to be neutral in their stance, but it's very evident that everybody at NPR does not like Trump. Some people in this country do.
My name is Brian. I live in Binghamton, New York. I'd just like to thank the Roundtable and Alan himself for all the good news they give us and do a good job informing us with stuff. And I'd like to thank the governor for coming on there the last couple of times. I really had a couple of laughs there with the last time he was on there with Alan.